Just talking to Susan, trading on Robert Canfield, C-A-N-F-I-E-L-D, Canfield, C as in cat, C-A-N-F-I-E-L-D, Canfield, Robert. Date of birth is 7/27/1950. Date of visit 4/23/24. Please make a copy for Maria Goncharova. G-O-N-T-C-H-A-R-O-V-A. Goncharova, M.D. Maria Goncharova, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Maria, thank you for sending Robert Canfield for upon evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and dyspnea. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a past history of COPD and hypertension, has been experiencing cough, sputum production, shortness of breath, and wheezing. The patient is bringing up some yellowish mucus, and recently his shortness of breath has somewhat worsened. In spite of using the albuterol inhaler, period. The patient denied fever, so chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis, period. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history for lumbar disc disease with lumbar laminectomy times 3. He has had previous history for strokes and seizures, and he has peripheral neuropathy. Also has chronic atrial fibrillation and has a loop recorder in place and has had cardiac stenting done, period. He had an appendectomy remotely and has had seizures, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 50 years. The most significant alcohol intake. He was an auto mechanic and has been exposed to asbestos, period. Next line, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age. And mother also died in her 80s. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss but has some fatigue. He has had cataracts, no glaucoma. He has vertigo and he has neuropathy. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has wheezing and cough. And he has heartburn, no diarrhea or abdominal pains. Denies chest pains or palpitations, and he has mild leg swelling. Also has depression and anxiety, and denies headaches, but had seizures and numbness of the extremities and memory loss. No skin rash. Next paragraph, med list. Metoprolol 50 milligrams, BID, gabapentin 600 milligrams, TID. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Buspar 30 milligrams BID, Flonase nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Meclizine 12.5 milligrams PRN, Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, and Mirtazapine 15 milligrams HS, and Keppra 500 milligrams BID, Topamax 500 milligrams BID, and Albuterol inhaler PRN, venlafaxine 150 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, alert, but no acute distress. There's mild pallor, no cyanosis, mild leg edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse 72, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 180 pounds, saturation 97. HENT, abnormophthalmic pupils are reactive, sclera are clear. Throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosa, edematous, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered visas throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, so on S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal mild edema, no cap tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes are 1 plus, no gross motor deficits or sensory, no gross motor deficits, but has sensory deficits below the knee. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2, acute exacerbation of COPD. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation, chronic. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5, depression and anxiety. And, can you please add in the skin examination of the skin? The patient has psoriatic skin lesions of both elbows and extensor surfaces of the extremities. Psoriasis. And in the final diagnosis, also add psoriasis as the number 6. Next line plan. The patient was placed on Augmentin 500 milligrams TID times 7 days. Prednisone 30 milligrams daily times 1 week. 20 milligrams daily times 1 week. 10 milligrams daily times 1 week. Also placed on Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And Duoneb NEBS 3 times daily. The patient will get a complete PFT done and a copy of his CT chest will be requested, which apparently shows a lung nodule in the right upper lung. And a follow-up chest CT will be done in 6 months. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Please add in the final diagnosis number 7, right lung nodule. okay, a copy of this for Dr. Maria Goncharova, M.D., G-O-N-T-C-H-A-R-O-V-A, M.D., and also one copy for Dr. David McDonald, M.D., McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D, M.D.